Well, it has all come to pass so far, exactly as predicted. I walk with you in constant attendance. You need not more. I have come that my Father's kingdom be reclaimed and my ones be put in safety. I also am prepared to meet my adversary on any front he so chooses. And, of course, he will choose the place near Armageddon. So be it. As you are prepared, so shall you receive. Therefore, please let us move rapidly in preparation, for there will be some most irritating times forthcoming. That's the end of the quoting. This was written on August the 2nd, 1989. This means that a lot of water has flowed under the bridges, my friends. I would also like to share one more passage before passing on to other things. This is called The Last Lesson and comes from page 117 of And They Called His Name Emmanuel. Quoting, The Last Lesson. When they had all gathered, he talked with them and said, Behold, I shall talk to you this one last time. Then I will leave and never return to this place. My path leads me to India, where many of this human race live also, because they left this land in order to dwell there. My mission leads me unto them and to the human race which was born there. My path to that place will be long, for I must bring my new teachings yet unto many countries, likewise to the shores of the great black waters to the north of this place. Before I shall depart, however, I shall give you a last lesson. If man lives according to the laws of the creation, he lives rightly in truth. But this is the final goal. Everything human has to die in man, but everything creative has to rise and embrace the creation. Consider the universe as the place where the creation abides in the infinite. Everything that man owns has its origin in the creation. Therefore, it belongs to the creation. Man shall change his entire spiritual life and perfect it so that it may become one with the creation. And if man does a thing, he must do it with the awareness of the presence of the creation. But man shall never force truth onto another, for it would be worthless. First man shall watch his own progress in spirit so that he creates in himself creative harmony. To use force is not of the creation. No greater darkness rules in man than does ignorance and lack of wisdom. The victory of man consists at its height in destroying and removing each power opposing the creative in order that the creative might prevail. Man must develop in himself the power to judge over good and evil and the correct perception in all things, so that he may be wise, fair, and just, while following the laws of the creation. Perception is necessary as to that which is real and that which is unreal, what is valuable and that which has no value, also that which is of the creation and that which is not. Man must become a universal unit of oneness, so that he becomes one with the creation. However great the suffering of man, the power of the creation in man is immeasurably greater to conquer all that is evil. If a man lives only in his consciousness as man, he will remain inaccessibly distant from his spirit and from the creation, and therefore from the laws thereof. The greater man's dedication to the laws of the creation, the deeper will be the peace he harbors within himself. Man's happiness consists in that which he seeks and find truth so that he may gather thereof knowledge and wisdom and think and act in accord with the creation. Because only through the conditions of human life can man develop his creative powers and spirit and utilize them. Man must try daily to unfold his powers and capabilities, for only thereby will he obtain experience in their usage. As long as man is not one with the creation, he will never have the ability to laugh about death of the physical body or the transition which appears to be death, for fear of the unknown is in man, that which only perfection is able to perceive and that of which the spirit is all-knowing. Instead of being guided by instincts and impulses, Man must live in total realization of wisdom and also according to the law. Man shall not lose his way in the forest of limitations, but shall expand his spirit and see and find knowledge and wisdom, so that he may come closer to his life's purpose and goal and recognize the creative principle in all things. 1,000 lights will help man on his path if he but watches for them and follows them. Hatton's comment. Anyone care to guess where Bush came up with 1,000 points of light to make his evil empire sound godliness? Man can and will attain all knowledge and wisdom if he seriously and persistently strives for perfection. The laws serve all those who are willing to see truth and wisdom in unlimited measure, inasmuch as they master themselves in all possible facets and develop their spiritual powers ever higher and higher and perfect themselves thereby. Man should not consider his physical misery, but the reality of spirit and the being which is of the creation. There is steady unrest in man because he has an inner knowledge that his fate and destination is to be one with creation. Man may be great, wise, and good, but that is not sufficient. He must become ever wiser, greater, and better. There may not be any limits to love, peace, and joy, for the present has to be unceasingly exceeded. Man's final goal. Verily I say to you, love that is unlimited, constant, and infallible is without conditions and pure, and in its fire all that is unclean and evil will burn. For such a love is the love of the creation and of its laws, also to which man has been predestined since the beginning of time. Since this is the final goal of man, he must take care that this must and shall be so, for this is his destiny. As yet man does not understand the wisdom of his teaching, because it is adulterated everywhere on earth. In his ignorance man falsified it in all various arts and forms, so that it becomes diffused and incomprehensible. However, in 2,000 years it will be brought forth and taught anew, unfalsified, when man has become reasonable and knowledgeable. A new age and generation will come forth which foretells great changes. In the stars can be read that the people of the new era will be great revolutionaries in truth. From the stars shall come the truth thereof. Therefore, a few special people, chosen ones, will teach anew my unfalsified pronouncements. They shall have great courage, for they will be persecuted by those of the false doctrines claiming to pronounce my truth. They shall be denounced and accused falsely of all manner of crimes in order to stop the bringing forth of truth. You must go and prepare the way for my teachings and make all people its disciples. But beware of false teaching, which, because of your own ignorance, you would allow to ascend. Some of you are most inclined to project my teachings in error. I sternly caution you and warn you to be careful in bearing forth only the truth. Teach unto the people everything which I commanded you, lest you falsify my teachings. Hatton comment. In leaving this writing, I think I shall continue on just one wee bit further, for within it holds so much truth that I cannot see how you can miss it. It's called In the Thundering Light. It happened that when he spoke to them in this manner, it thundered in the heavens, and a great light came down from the sky. Not far from where they were seated, the light alighted on the ground. There was a most beautiful metallic glitter as it reflected in the light of the sun, for the sky was clear and no clouds were present, save the one above the light. Emmanuel ceased his speaking, arose and went to the metallic light and stepped therein. It came about that arose us around a fog all about, and it thundered again as a singing began, and the light lifted into the sky once more, and the cloud of fog dissolved. The disciples quietly returned to Jerusalem and described what had happened. End of quoting. I also believe this is a good place to have an end of writing. I sincerely urge each of you to acquire, and they called his name Emmanuel, I am Sananda. Do not be foolish enough to jump to conclusions as to the term Sananda versus whatever you believe to be a label for the Christ teacher. Sananda is the term for achievement of God, as is the final representation of perfection of Christ. Both terms are relative to spiritual stature, not names by which a man is called. It is further promised that when the Son of Man shall return, he shall bear a new name. He shall be called Sananda. By the way, you shall know and judge by the works and by the fruit, not by the name of any man. Blessings be upon you ones this season, for is it not time you stop crucifying that which can bear you up in life? Salute.
Oh, thank you. Takes away a lot of fun, doesn't it? On the other hand, in knowing truth and looking reasonably with your God-given mind, it should give you great comfort. Great, great, insightful comfort to know that you're not on a wheel that is going to dump you off into the pit somewhere, but there will be a metallic light somewhere, and you'll have your instructions how to manage within it. The children have been patient this day, just a little bit too long. I took too long, really, before we began to be on the tape, so I'm not going to discuss very much more. But I have been asked so many questions lately about things that I'm unable to find time to describe. One of them is the international, or the mark of the beast, if you want to call it that, the how are they going to work a system for tracking everyone, etc. And I want you to know that it is already done. It is in place. I don't know how many of you in this room, and I feel Dorma began to squirm because she says, you're going to get out there on something I don't know anything about, sir, and make a fool of me, and everyone will learn I'm a fraud. Well, I'm going to make her a fraud once more. There is this system, and it goes beyond your smart card. This one is the mother of all systems. And the final links have been put into place. You now have the mechanism by which you can keep track of your soldiers, etc. And they will tell you when this one comes on that this is going to keep track of all of your servicemen. It'll be sort of a dog tag situation where everyone will carry their little chit, and you will be able to always know where you are. And you will get the argument, there could have been no, you know, that you've got those POWs and missing in action soldiers over in Hanoi. They can tell you what they want, but they have stacks of bodies and they're hanging on to them. And your government knows where they are. Your government knows where the remaining live POWs are. They would do business with China, whatever is required for the money. I think the word that we were fishing for before when we mentioned numismatic, back in Plato's day, they had something called numismna. I'll get there in a minute. Anyway, it means money. And the way that it is valued is Greek term called nomo, depending on how well you speak Greek. they had intended that you not need no more. No more. And they would have their own no mizna too. And it would be based on whatever. But in essence, what you're talking about is a false value or a given value placed on something that could be used as money in exchange. Well, now they've come up with the mother of all systems. Mr. Clinton's smart card looks stupid. It's a very bad student for this new one. And they've given it a nice name. It sounds like Mother Teresa. Teresa, you know, it sounds almost good. It's called Tesria. And it means simply, Tesria means a square or a tile or a table, a square, basically. And they call the overall system that will take care of all of these little squares. Everything about the Tesria will be impregnated with every bit of information on any individual. Every bit. Every bit. And each person will be required to bear it at all times. The overall system which will tend the tesserias will be called the mosaic system. All of those satellites and tracking systems are already in orbit and tracking. So that every chit that you will be required to carry is entered into the mosaic. And every man, woman, and child will have to bear this chit, this tesseria. So for once they came up with a cute term, but it fits. Now what do you do when this beast comes? Do you refuse it? I'm not going to carry my card. What do you mean you're not going to carry the card? If you have any sense in your head, you will, thank you, sir, master. I like it. It's pretty color. I'll always keep it near my heart. Until you learn that there is a difference in your soul and what they're training you to be, you are just marching out there into oblivion, doing no good to anyone, standing out like a sore thumb and getting everyone around you in trouble. And they'll starve you to death. You do not have to become evil to stay alive and be a part of the game. They train you so that you end the game on your side by suiciding yourself. I don't want anyone suiciding themselves. You know, on Good Friday, it makes it sound like Jesus Christ ran out there and hopped on the cross and said, "Nail him in, brother." Well, what the hell was he going to do? You got 14 men on an arm. Oh, well, okay. You're going to do that anyway. I'll die for all of your sins. Poor souls. You suckers. Give me a break. That's what it is wanted for you to believe, so that you will do nothing. And I remind you, everything in this place of worldly physical presentation is illusion. It has no value except what emotional or fixed value is applied to it. When you are overfilled, food is not an attraction, particularly immediately after you get up from a heavy, heavy meal. On the other hand, when you are hungry, it is really worth something. So you will put a different value on it. Whoever comes up with a barter system must come up with a value system. And you have been based on a system from time to time whereby these can be reestablished. But let's get our soul straight first. There is nothing in this physical plane that can buoy you up into heaven in a spiritual craft or otherwise. It's of the physical plane. It will remain in the physical plane. It does not mean that you may not take your physical body in a transitional period of travel or something. Don't confuse the two. But that which is physical can only pull you down into a heavier physical emotional state. You might be very pleased to have something, be it gold, be it symbolic, be it a flower. But you see, it is the spiritual part, the beauty of the flower that touches you. It is not the flower itself. It is the thought of. Everything is the thought of. What do you think about it? And all of those wonderful, luxurious, get me rich quick, daddy, are thoughts to pull you down and trap you. It does not mean you cannot enjoy it to its fullest, whether it be humongous in amount or very tiny. You must put your own spiritual value on everything. And money, I will repeat, is only valuable to the extent you don't have it for what you need. And after that, it becomes a bother. On the other hand, in the responsibility of building, you're going to have to be bothered. And that will take its way also. It is a good day. Well, it's a good day for almost anything that happens. Because it is. And you're here. And you are. And we look forward in anticipation to the next and the next. And if it does not come, so be it. We will be fulfilling our purpose in the expectation of fulfilling the whole. And that's enough. That's enough. But we must grow. Always we must grow. And we must seek and we must search always. But what do we seek and search for? Wholeness, wisdom, and please, God, thy will be done because somebody is smarter than me. And I know from time to time you feel that almost everybody's smarter than you. That's because you take the responsibility, or you take that which isn't yours to take, and it's someone else's responsibility that you're trying to fulfill. You don't have to do it all. Although we have to be prepared in case we need to do it all, we shall do it all. For the ones who will, from time to time, drop off to the wayside. On the other hand, now you're going to be faced with another problem, and that's ones wanting to hop back onto the running boards. Well, I guess I was wrong. Well, when they come back, you're going to be more discerning, aren't you? It may take a little more qualification and a few more conditions before they will have your open trust. That's fine. Because you see, something happens. You don't have to measure your love or caring. You only have to measure what you do. And at this point, it's a very big world. It just seems small to you. There are some things you're going to have to keep in your mind. Silly things. What would you do if you became an island? Will it all happen at once? Well, all of these things need to be considered. But what difference does it make this day when you need to pay the next phone bill? Obviously, you need to consider things, but you cannot do much about it. When you can do something about it, isn't it nice to be a little prepared? And there are some things that you must think about. As the earth begins to break, the clouds are going to be over you, and they are going to bear dust particles, silicone. There are going to be some massive problems. Even if you don't have much shake, rattle, and rolling, you're going to raise. But guess what happens when those waves come marching in over the deserts? The little wildlife that can make it, and especially the serpents, the snakes that they are, will be able to rise to the surface, and they're going to make it to your island. So from time to time, you're going to feel you're in a pit of vipers. So you must be prepared for those things that you need to watch for. And everything that is remaining will be terrified. So these things do need to be considered as you build. But you cannot make that your focus, because you must go on as if there will be no change. Always in the back of your mind, knowing that you're going to have to know how to make a pencil. Because at some point, all those ballpoint pens are going to run out of ink. And wouldn't it be better if that technology some way came with you, and at least a supply of these things until you can get going? And then hopefully your world will not have to disintegrate into a total lack of any technology. If you can reverse the trends of your political empires, perhaps you can contain this world a while longer. Maybe you're not through the testing. All things are possible. And that's what Easter is about. I'm not interested in holidays. I'm interested in what Easter has come to mean in your community life. It is spring. Things are coming again into their cycle of new life. Don't worry about ascension, worried about staying alive. Worry about what I will be this day of spring. For I have no way, if I be of soul being, to die. It's only my placement I better be considered with. Because you're going to live a long, long time. Make it worthwhile. When I say I salute you, it means I honor you. I honor you as equals. I do not honor you as little dodo brains running around, even if I call you that. It's my privilege because I represent your older brother. On the other hand, some of you are older than me, and I want you to know it. We've been around, friends, a long, long time, and you're coming into that awareness. And as these things happen to you over the next few years, you're going to be also remembering and you're going to be remembering your responsibilities, and you'd wish that you had cleared up a little faster. It's okay. We're getting there, and you'll be getting the confirmations steadily now. So I salute you. And I thank you for being here today. You're on the brink of incredible, incredible glory. Let's make it worthwhile. Salud.
Thank you for being here today.